Testing, testing, testing. Testing my little dick into the butt. Yeah. MacDon, I want to start at top. Wait, I want to make sure this actually goes. Going. MacDon, usually we start with some fanfare.
Yep.
Some frivolity. Well, fan
fiction. Don't rule out the fan
some
fiction.
Fan fiction. Some foo gazy ass. We usually start with some soosy ass, soosy sicy. You know, we get stussy all over each other. We're getting stussy all over the place.
Is this episode sponsored by stussy?
Stuss. I am going into my mind and thinking, does the Indian guy voice properly represent the woke nature of this podcast? The answer is probably no, but MacDon. On the sub, I had to take the G. And if you're unfamiliar, as a non-New Yorker, the G is a crosstown Brooklyn line, which historically does kind of equal a gucking gorable line.
Oh, a deplorable line.
But on my way, as I'm riding, pause, bro. As I'm taking and riding that G. it's funny because the whole time I was thinking about doing this thoughtfully and it ended up coming out this way. So everything that I've said about us beginning with frivolity, it hasn't switched up.
When did you start premeditating your spews?
No premeditation at all. I wasn't going through word by word. It was just the sentiment. And I wanted to say that it's not always easy. And I think that's kind of overlooked in what we do. No, hear me out. Okay. Hear me out.
What about not being easy?
Hear me out.
Boots up, Sonny. We're invading the Iwo Jima.
Let me be clear. Hear me out. let me be clear.
Very clear.
It's not always easy because at times our lives are very busy. We have lots going on. In some cases, we're recording on the late side of Eves. Yeah. And on the case like right now, it's a latron mun.
Yeah.
It's a Monday for us. It's very fresh for the audience.
Most humans are enjoying a calm Monday. Just getting like they're losing the bags under their eyes. You and I?
No.
Bring him on, baby.
Yeah, we said, fuck it. Give me the raccoon, Johnson. I'll take the raccoon. So what are you feeling here? Let me be clear. I'll take the raccoon. But for real and five real and five real and
so
four real.
So we dip the raccoon in barbecue sauce?
It's not always easy to hop on here and record. And that's why you're going to laugh, because this whole sentiment was around a token of my appreciation for the one and only Mac Don, the man that I share the microphone with, because I appreciate you.
You had another palm.
Note for the audience, me doing stereotypical Indian man voice, is it racist? Drop a comment and subscribe. Swipe up and subscribe if racist, if not, because I have a very strong desire to do that, and I won't. But I do appreciate my dear boy, young baby boy, MacDon, making the time to jump into a little digital recording space to say a bunch of stupidity, to probably lower our brain cell count and to maybe always jeopardize our careers.
I used to think, I do firmly believe, when we were really serious about Tough to Say, interviewing people, putting thought behind agendas, we'd actually use a notes app. Yep. I thought, and I believe the thesis was always, this is making me a better virtual communicator. And I think those skills have impacted me positively. Now I just feel like I'm hanging out with my brisky, my boy.
Yeah, Boba Fett. Yep. What are you going to say? What are you going to say, bro?
My Hadish.
Yeah. Is it racist to appropriate the Indian culture? Say it down below, like and comment.
Anthony Jeselnik has a great, I won't say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it, bro.
If you're familiar with dark humor, there's some good Jeselnik on this. A low-key, a slept-on comedian, in my opinion, for the masses. But, Brees, we are heareth. We are heareth yet again another wheeze. We are coming up, as crazy as this sounds, Feb 2-4. It's the Kobe month of February. It's the Kobe
year. It's the Kobe month appreciation of Helicopters Anonymous.
I'll never forget, and shout out to Troy, but TP was, I think, the first IG story I saw when the chopper went down. And I'll never forget his post. It was like a really cool snakeskin Mamba. And because I was actually on my way to the gym when the copter went down.
Yeah, copy.
And TP put up his 2 cents for sure. So God bless all. God bless all.
Don't you feel, and I think you and I are on the same page, don't you feel like the nature of our lives has become, we have a day or two, maybe three, where we do absolutely nothing whatsoever, in some cases leaving the apartment very few times, and then for 2 weeks straight, we sprint as fast as we humanly can.
Oh, yeah.
We sprint. You sprint to the airport and back.
You want my
sprint morning around town.
My morning today was absolutely, it was like the Titanic was sinking and I had to find a lifeboat, but I was at the bottom of the ship. It was kind of the frantic pace I found myself in.
You call me at fucking 7 a.m. an unprecedented MacDon call. I actually out loud to myself, first words of the week. First words of the day were out loud to myself, who the fuck could possibly be calling me, were the words I said as I was showering. And then I looked and it was Barry MacDon.
Yep. Yeah. Well, there was a lot to cut. There was a lot to spew on. I haven't heard your voice in many moons. I want
the many. Well, and many moons is simply, let's just give the audience some perspective.
About a day.
But that's fair. I agree. I actually remember long ago, when we have had maybe one or two actual arguments in our lives, maybe one or two.
I think one or two.
And there was one when I just moved to New York, and this is what began. And I talk about when I moved here in like 2019, but this is when we started chatting every day over the phone. I mean, we're kind of doing it in Gainesville anyway.
Yeah,
but still, we didn't talk for like 3 days, and I was like, it was like a catastrophe. I was dating.
Well, the one that comes to mind is the election night.
That one was the funniest one, maybe, I think, ever, because that one wasn't serious at all.
No, it was just,
tensions were high.
my world was just in absolute chaos, free fall. For those that know, I'm retired, but I was once a very political human.
I would say that you are publicly. You're pretty retired.
Yeah, I'm pretty retired. I actually just cannot. I don't think I can operate effectively at my job and also do my social life and still follow it as intently as I once was.
Yeah.
Which I think is a product of just time allocation, probably correctly, and not doing crazy Twitter deep dives. And
I think the rhetoric and the discourse also made you a little tired of following it as well.
It did, man. It got to a breaking point where I'm like, I can't sit there and do this day in, day out and follow these stories and get as outraged as it seemed like the world is getting each and every time. It's like, it's just dragging on the boy. So I have really hung up the cleats. And I've been feeling a little defeated, I would say. But hey, that's another conversation for maybe another time. But yeah, two arguments. I don't really remember the first one in New York, but maybe that's a good thing.
I don't even know what it was, and it may have been absolutely nothing, but I was dating the Queen of Yings at the time. The girl with large breasts, and respectfully, and I remember lamenting to her because I was like, haven't heard from my dog Mac Don in a minute. And she was like, and she was literally hitting me with like, maybe you should just call him.
And then I did. Your back. She always had
well,
your back.
Well, she did shave it a couple times. But would I go as far to say she had my back? Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. All the dogs who go to heaven have shaved my back at some point.
So true. So true. I would say I actually enjoyed the back days.
Intimate.
So let's hear your weekend, but I actually think I wanna grab the micro and talk about Gaspy. Gasparil.
Microbial. Take a head. Take some head.
So
get some head.
I think it'd make the story more fun if I fast forward to today when my boss asked me, my boss, colleague, friend, mentor, idol.
King, me, queen, slay, bitch, G-train, ride that dick.
He asked me, how was Gasparilla? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of at a point where I'm not yet rich enough to be a member of the Tampa Yacht Club and dress as a legit pirate. But I'm also not like, and respectfully, a degenerate enough to like go out and Bayshore dress up as a pirate and just kind of forget my life.
Yep.
Exists.
Yep. I have many thoughts. Continue yours.
I find myself in like a, oh yeah, let's just put the Hokas on, put a polo on. I'll put a bead or two on and honestly just kind of have a nice little day. I'm not into it to, regret it the next day, like perhaps some folks in college mm-hmm. or some adults who have made it. And this is kind of, it's right up there with like a St. Patrick's Day. I mean, maybe a little more intense, but I just found myself in this strange in-between era. I also don't live in the city, so I can't really call it my holiday. But I was noticing constantly adults that have made it are allowed to dress up as a pirate and self-proclaiming I'm a-okay to put a costume on.
I would classify you as a costume guy.
I do enjoy a good dress up. I'm okay to spend the money on it. I'm okay to have a one-use outfit. That's yep. cool with me.
Yep. MacDon was not afraid to spend some nope. bread on Amazon for an upcoming nope. singular night social.
Nope. If you wanted, if I needed a mink, I got $120, $150 mink.
You still got that bitch, by the way?
I believe we have shed the mink. I believe the mink. Good era, though.
I would really like one in my repertoire.
My
arsenal.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking at like adults that clearly are millionaires who live in South Tampa.
Yeah.
And I'm aspiring for that lifestyle, but I'm a guest on someone else's account at the Tampa Yacht Club. Surprisingly, not Lee's, Grease.
Oh, not surprising.
And then, you know, we frolic, we walk down Bayshore, and it's lively. But I actually describe to people who've never been to Gasparilla as take any upper deck of an NFL game at 1 o'clock. and then just dump it into this, like just take it and just dump it into the city.
Upper decky.
That is kind of what you get as far as like brain cells, sobriety, inability to drive.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't stop a lot of people though.
I would also go as far as to say divorced ratio. I would say the percentage of I'd say that number's pretty high. You also get a lot of, it's always, and I'm sure you might have felt this back in Gainesville this past fall, the festival. Seeing underage or just young people drink is so alarming.
It's alarming. Yeah, I have a lot. I'm restraining myself. Keep going.
Like, we get dropped off. And there are police officers. And it's as if they're like U-boats on Normandy Beach, but then there's other people getting dropped off. And out roll these like six, they could not have been 19 years old. And they all have those jugs. And the only reason the police did not give those individuals MIPs is because they're there to keep the traffic peace, not the alcohol. They just, they can't stop the storm.
Yeah.
That's brewing on Bayshore. But
yeah,
seeing like the attitudes and the age of, it's just like, man, am I old? I'm feeling old. I'm feeling older watching people in shorts and Crocs and tight shirts. And I'm forgetting the brand. It's like Lulu, but they have the logo on the back left. It's a dog one. Anyways, all these like Southern brands come up, and it was a very interesting observation of the world, I will say. I will pause there.
I have many thoughts, one of which being, yes, as already chronicled here, when I was in Gainesville visiting CJ, there are moments of alarm where you want to shoot the flare. It is fucking insane.
Okay.
I'm okay. The Gasparilla effect, though, is diff. And as somebody that grew up around it, there's a lot of lore that I think that gets lost. And I will say, and this was on hashtag merged call the other day, walking down the street with you, me, and my boy Lee, who's looking really great with that beard. Like that beard on him.
A rumor is, though, it's a Gatsby beard. Unfortunately, it might have died today.
Okay, that's fine, but I liked it. I liked what I was seeing.
And he's going to Houston in a month, and I'd really like to see that come back for the rodeo.
They're doing the rodeo?
We're both going to the Houston rodeo. Unfortunately,
what the? How the fuck are you guys both doing the Houston rodeo and you guys aren't doing it together? How is that possible?
Dude, you want to learn yourself something?
Baby back ribs aren't the real thing?
So, think of March Madness.
Okay, I'm thinking about March Madness.
But for a rodeo. And you know,
you're talking like you're talking about like PBR?
It's PBR. I believe it is PBR.
You're doing PBR?
It's in the Texans stadium.
No so fucking way.
It's a day of Texas culture. So you have like ox shows and livestock things. But it's like, how I've been told, is it's like the Masters or the Super Bowl of rodeo. So it's not like a backwoods Alabama. This is the real deal. Like there's some class in this one. I mean, you got Lee pulling up. You got Lee 4 pulling up.
Yeah, but how the fuck are you guys both pulling up to NRG Stadium separately?
Breeze. Yes, because it takes place over like 3 weeks.
I know, but how is it that you guys both independently, organically are going to go and watch men and women ride bulls where in the city of which where Takeoff died? How is that possible?
Leeson is going to see D. White.
Yep, Necklace Don. Yep.
I believe birthday was recently. I don't know if I shot that text.
You're telling me a shrimp fried this rice? And why are you going?
So let's just say family is from Houston of significant others.
Yeah, you can say you have a significant other. I think that's yes. Fine.
So my girlfriend's
parents, there you go. I haven't heard you say that. Yeah, there you go. You can say that. It's cool.
Is from Houston.
Yeah. Okay. So this is actually cool.
This is yeah. I'm let's just say I have an appointment at the local Tacova store to get chronicled 20 minutes ago. Yeah. I'm A-okay to suit up. Like I'm down to do the costume. Get me a belt buckle. I'm buying a goddamn hat.
But you should wear all that stuff you just mentioned. Like, frankly, I think that stuff has a spot on a shelf that can be at least in rotation a couple times a year.
I do have legit boots, and I will say I've worn them out on a couple date nights. I really like boots. I mean,
boots rock. Boots rock.
Boots rock.
And frankly, the cowboy hat, that shit goes hard as fuck.
Oh, absolutely. A dream of mine. And it's going to be pulling because Dorbus would, he would just say, well, I'd rather spend it in the Cayman Islands. A dream of mine is to go to Nashville and all get hats. I mean, I want bucket hats. I mean, I want the big boys.
10-gallon boys?
I want 100 gallons. I want, yeah. I want an oil rig on
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome. You're talking about Doug Dimmadome head ass.
So,
my Doug Dimmadome giving me a dome on the top of my dome, riding that G-train, suck on my own dick. It's G-train on my dick. You know how it is.
Lee is in a great spot. His life, I think, is a really good place. And yes, his beard. Now, was it hilarious to see a man who the day before was surveying a brand new sport fishing yacht and then gets a Gasparilla face tat that looks so real? I think people were like, is that real? Yes. Is Gasparilla an insane holiday where you just throw the rule book out, folks? Yeah, this is one you just throw the rules off. You take the record book, you throw it away.
Imagine this, okay? Imagine this place, Tampa, Florida, that traces back in its roots to pre-war 1900s, where a group, this is not even, I'm not even fucking making this up. I don't even know how I know this.
I love this.
But being from Florida,
well, I specifically, thought in Berkeley, you guys have to take a Gasparilla class.
We basically do because everybody at Berkeley obviously is bred Williams.
Yeah, and their dads are all
in the Mystic crew, and that's what the name of the thing is.
Apparently you can't say pirate; you have to say the crew.
It's the crew, and it's a crew with a K, which the Buccaneers adopted. So that's why they're called the crew as this reason for being pirates, right? They're not Somali, but they're in the crew.
Yep,
they're far from Somali. They're very white. They're the whitest people on earth.
The Tough to Say podcast does not endorse the
appropriation of Somali heritage.
The Houthi rebels bombing and missiling our freighters. But yes, continue.
But it traces back to pre-war. We're talking like this shit's in like 1904, and the Mystic crew of Gasparilla is founded this whole holiday.
Wait,
this is true.
Keep going, man. I'm gonna see what year it was and see.
I swear to God, I bet 1904 or 1905 is when the Mystic crew of Gasparilla was founded. Okay, the whole holiday is around who was a guy named Jose Gaspar. He was a pirate. He was not in the crew. He was actually more of like how we view terrorism. And he came and he destroyed Tampa. He actually raped and pillaged the whole town. And it was an invasion, which is where the invasion comes from in the holiday. And I'll make this full circle and I'll explain this better. I'm just giving you the legend of the map.
Wow. 1904. Unreal.
Yeah. Unreal. Dude, I'm telling you.
When was 9/11, Graham?
it was
9/11. 1911.
When did we
1911 is when the first B-2 bomber was constructed.
When did we win World War II?
1942.
When did we go to the moon?
1970 something.
Folks.
68.
Graham's brain.
There's a lot of things.
hang on. Okay. Let me give you your flowers.
Did I get all those wrong or right?
Every one of them wrong. Green. Grease is such a Tampa guy. That date is tattooed on that man's brain. I'm talking, he got like three of like the easiest.
I'm going to quickly go on a little tangent, not a tangent, but a brief aside. My brain, whenever I'm of age to have my brain scanned and they inform me of whatever sort of black matter has been swimming around in my mind for many years, the things that my brain chooses to retain is frankly frustrating because I could tell you all about the five major cards of Exodia back in the early stages of Yu-Gi-Oh!
which is at the time one of the most powerful cards in the game and of the manga lore. I could tell you all about random game. I could tell you all about Phantasy Star Online episodes 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. I could go back. I could tell you a lot about the NBA in the mid to late 2000s. I could give you MVPs. I could go stats. There's a lot. Maybe I'm a little autistic, but the major core tenets of things that I should know, like when America ended one of the world wars or when we landed on the fucking moon, that's the stuff I don't retain. That's the stuff I don't care about. When people are like, oh, you know, do you remember about this financial accounting component from the class you took? I'd be like, no, I don't. But I could tell you all about the lore behind the eternal city of Nokron from Elden Ring. That's the sort of stuff that sticks in my mind.
Not a doctor. Nor will I ever be. Nor do I really see one regularly. I would venture to think it's because your brain is actually enjoying the subject matter. And yeah. So you retain it, no Jenkins.
That is true. It could also be weed and Diet Coke. That certainly could also be playing a role. But the Gasparilla lore, and I think this is important because it is hilarious to think about because I do know so much about it, but having grown up in Tampa, specifically at Berklee Preparatory School, of which I am a proud alum,
yep.
It was and is it is the predominant, most prestigious Tampa school. That is not hyperbole, nor is that conjecture. That is just the fact. It is full of the city's elite, and therefore there's a lot of money surrounding it. And I was, obviously my parents paid for it, so they certainly could afford to keep me there. But the ilk of many of those who I went to school with were on a different level. And so if I'm in the 1%, which, you know, we very much grew up as 1%ers, this is a different tier of person. And all of those people, they get their rocks off by having very illustrious parties on this singular day of the year in January, where almost 75% of Tampa proper just blacks out. And it traces back literally to the fucking early 1900s, where a guy came through and fucked up our city. And they're like, we should celebrate this guy. And we should all be a part of this very slightly racist, highly prestigious crew called the Mystic Crew. And now here's what's really forgot about all of it is that back in the night, I don't know how do I know this, bro? I'm actually upset that I know this. Back at that same founding of the Mystic Crew, they had one of the first coronation balls. Mm. And that's a little trepidatious to think about as far as history goes. Because you're talking about a debutante ball. And what's a debutante ball, you might be wondering? Well, it's a very formal ball or gala. And you're basically presenting these young women. That, and if you look in the lore of a debutante ball, like these are all, they're often called coming out parties, but not in the way that we've grown to know what coming out parties mean in 2024.
I don't think they're coming out like
yeah, I don't. I don't think in the 1900s that they were exactly thrilled to hear about a young person coming out and expressing their identity sexually. I think this was more about these are women that are now of age, and they're being put onto basically a pedestal, walked out by their fathers, and they're being put on display, and then voted on,
yep,
to be the debutante of whatever fucking social etiquette caste system head ass looking place it is. So, and they still do this stuff. The debutante ball is still very much a thing. I've been to 3. I've blacked out at 1, been to 3. And that is before the Mystic Crew all gets together at the yacht club, the Tampa Bay Yacht Club. And man, you will rarely see a group of people between the ages of 30 and 70,
yep,
look and act more ridiculous.
Yep. Yep.
They start their day even earlier than the vast majority of people that are probably blacked out by, I shit you not, 8 a.m. easily. Because the invasion, which is a real thing that it's called, where everybody drunkenly takes out their boats, crashes into each other in the harbor.
Yep.
And throughout the channel.
Yep.
They all take their boats out and they do the first wave of the parade where they're just throwing beads, showing tits, drinking, blacking out, getting arrested, driving their boats drunk, getting in accidents on their boats.
Yep.
And for those of you that are all sitting there with mouths agape, that's why in 2020 when the Bucks won the Super Bowl, that they knew it was possible, because the invasion, the concept of the invasion has been going on for decades. So they're like, oh, we'll just do it outside. We'll basically replicate Gasparilla. And it was also very close in proximity to a Gasparilla that was very different at the time because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But you're pulling up to the yacht club, you're hammered. And dude, I'll never forget the last time that I pulled up to the yacht club. This was when I was in, this is,
was it our year? Was it Collage?
No, I mean, I don't think we didn't do the yacht club when we were all together.
We pulled up, but for drinks before, Lee Forsen took us over in the boat.
You're right. That was one, we've done it a couple of years, but this actually must have been my senior year of high school.
Okay.
And keep in mind, I've been doing Gasparilla every single year for as long as I can remember and drinking at Gasparilla since I was 15. And so this year, I remember, because think about it, if I was 17, mm-hmm. I would have been 17.
Just, actually, I mean,
this was 2014. This is like the peak of this particular person that I'm about to say. But Kate Upton was at the Tampa Bay Yacht Club. So every single one of my friends was like, we fucking have to get there immediately. Everyone's like, I need to be in her presence. I don't even need to, we're not going to talk to her. Yeah. We're just going to be like sniffing the air and hoping that we see like a single boob. And I mean, I've only fond memories of my Gasparilla experiences. I haven't been in any fights in my life, but man, I've been close every year. Every year, some territorial shit. It gets wild. But I think I'm here to say, bro, and I'm curious of your perspective. I think I'm here to say that after my experience watching people do really highly questionable things, not the Dan Le Batard show, but serious offensive behavior, as well as how much the city has changed, where, and I said this at the top, but like the shift in the wealth allocation and the popularity, just to double down, the popularity of the celebration of Gasparilla domestically, and like Nelk was there yesterday.
Yep,
Nelk was there. The popularity, and then how, and I don't even, I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to describe this by being authentic to, it's like the diaspora of Tampa people has shifted really, really dramatically. So now a lot of, and this isn't, I think people will hear this and they'll think, yeah, no shit. People have been snowbirding for many years. It's January, the Northeast and the Midwest and everywhere else on in the country that isn't on the peak West Coast is very cold. People are going to be down south. No, it's au contraire. Like, we've grown up knowing that people from the Northeast migrate down, like people from New York. They want to go somewhere warm. They retire. They move to Florida. That's why Florida is known as this big retiree state. But
I thought you were going to say another word.
This developmentally disabled state, as well as a lot of retired people. But it's a lot of now kids that are down there. We've met a lot of kids through D-Money Sniper, who all like went to Penn State or like went to BC. They're Northeastern kids through and through, Westchester kids that have all come down and they're our age or younger.
And that have been enabled through work from home.
And that have, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, all that to say, and again, this is where your perspective can be input. I think I'm good. I think I'm over it. I think if I never went to another Gasparilla in my life, I know that's not true. I know that that's foolish to say. I will absolutely be at another.
Well,
but it's, I'm good. I'm not going to go out of my way to go to it.
So I told Leeson, playing pickleball last night with him, that I would like to do it again, but on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to stay anchored away from the barrage, the crowd of boats. But I think it would be fun to still pull up at the yacht club, but maybe not venture out on Bayshore with shoes. I think just staying on a good boat, having good drinks, music, watching the parade from afar, watching other boats from afar, really people watching, navigating that crowd. It would be like just walking in the upper deck of a NFL game at 1 o'clock that is, and your team is not in a top tier city.
And I want to say that what I'm about to state is going to come across as very high upper echelon prestige in a way of sounding pretentious. I want to also emphasize the fact that I'm a man who, during the 30 minutes or so we've been talking, has received the "your account is trending towards $0 on my Bank of America." So I am not speaking from a place of power. I am amongst the squalor in many ways, but having the connections to the people that we grew up with, you do get the marquee experience, but the way that it's set up is really like royalty and peasants, because you have the high class experiences. This tradition spans back to the 1900s, of which that was very much a social class issue. There was a disparity in opportunity, and it's really not changed that much, because if you look at Bayshore, because you're right, if you go out on Bayshore where the parade's happening, bro, frankly, it's a little dangerous. I'm going to go as far to say as that. Like, you could catch a fucking fade at any second.
You could catch a pit pocket.
You could face a pit bull, I'm sure. They just release them. That's a big part. It's like when the bulls are running in Spain.
Yeah, running with the pit bulls.
Running with the pit bulls. That's basically what Gasparilla is. But it's a bunch of people that are blacked out, and they're up. They have a lot. They don't have a lot to lose. And then you come from these experiences like, bro, I mean, I'm sure you had a very similar experience, but like, you start at an insane crib. You go to the yacht club. It's early in the morning. It's an unbelievable place. Yep. You go from there. We used to go to house parties. The house parties were on Bayshore. I mean, you see those cribs. You're on Bayshore, but brother, those cribs are tens of millions.
For folks out there who might not have come with the crew.
Come on the crew, yep.
These cribs have hired private security forces.
They have their own gates.
They have their own fencing and gates.
Fencing.
They also, some of them I noticed had a band, like a party band.
Yeah, easily. It's like a wedding.
No, I meant like a wristband, but they also definitely have bands.
No, and, you're right. Yep, you're right. I see what you mean.
And these, and then you have people who might know the son or the daughter of one of the homeowners. And so they're like begging the security guys on the side to let them in. Wow, that's a great way to frame it. It really is, because these cribs, the homeowners must be shelling out 50, 60 grand to do this one day, where I don't know how I would feel about, and I guess that's just what you sign up for on Bayshore. I don't really know how I would feel about hosting that public of a party when your guard is down, you're drinking. It's something we're going to have to wrap our heads around as we one day own a house. It's like,
well, it's anything but public. It's very private. I think the interesting component of it is that a lot of those people have kids, and they send their kids to insert prestigious private school in the area, being Academy or Jesuit or Berkeley. They send them there, and then yeah, those
give
kids,
Catholic people, some love, bro. I'm done with this Berkeley. I'm Jesuit.
I led with Academy.
What's the girl one?
That's Academy. Academy of the Holy Names.
Yeah. Dude, I always say this. The fact that that school is located where it is, they're sitting on a gold mine.
I know. They'll never move.
It's
a school. I mean, it's a school that's been around for generations.
I know, but man, it could be so cool.
And a good one at that. It is a good school. But
no, then we pulled up at this place called the Stovall House. We didn't go in.
Oh, dude. But
you know, of course, Leeson's a member.
These kids, they go to these private schools, and then when they grow up, they start to get into the culture of Tampa. And the culture of Tampa, having been from there, is like, bro, we go fucking hard. And you start going hard when you're young. And so if whatever sort of kids you have, they're going to invite all their degenerate ass growing up kids to your house. We're so I'm
go hard in town.
Brother, I'm pulling up to multi-million dollar cribs. I'm 15, 16 years old. I'm blacked out. I'm a straight up liability. And the people there, they're providing
good
alcohol.
Guy, You're respectful.
I'm great. Yeah, I'm shaking anybody's hand. Maybe piping in a bathroom. You know, it's not great stuff. I was a kid. Everyone else is a kid. People are doing way worse stuff than me. I'm just trying to roll up and chill. But it's the whole thing is hilarious. The fanfare around it is nuts.
Yep.
And now I will say, yeah, it's also funny you guys went to Stovall, which is like,
no, we didn't. We looked in though.
Oh, you did? Okay. They probably didn't have a thing, I assume, right? They didn't have a party?
No, they were. Oh, they were.
Oh, they had a big boy.
I would think it'd be cool for us to go to, but we just looked in, and we didn't spend a ton of time on Bayshore other than walking to Beta Bay, and then we actually went to Palmasia, another incredible place for those that don't know Tampa. And we
club to club, kind of baby.
It was a little overwhelming, dude. I just think we were in that kind of in-between age. We weren't really like sending it. We just kind of went and chilled, and we actually had a really nice, like, fun, intimate, relaxing would be the key word versus what I think a lot of the people were doing. But all in all, I think in years future, a boat or some sort of other event would be better than anything would be better, in my opinion, than just walking Bayshore Boulevard with the fear of those pit bulls running down the road.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys said we're pulling up on the vessel, we're just vibing all day, I would cop a plane ticket real quick. I would be down there in a heartbeat if it meant sitting on the back of a nice aquatic vessel, smoking cigar, watching all the people do their thing. It's then you're really like watching, it's like a cockfight. I mean, you're really watching like animals brawl.
No, the lifestyle of the day, the lifestyle I enjoyed during Saturday was incredible. The people were better. The day was great. It's the realization that, gee, the people in Pirates at Tampa Yacht Club, these are millionaires. Who just are in this crazy city that's just kind of what they do. And I tell people it's like Mardi Gras. It really isn't, in my opinion. I mean, there's beads. There's like similarities. And then you go and you see a young Grease, folks. You see a young Graham. You see Graham 15 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of little jets running around doing the dumbest stuff, maybe. Yeah,
they all have these jugs with food dye in them. Everybody's got a jug.
What are you talking about, these jugs, dude?
Dude, people go out and buy. I saw 400 of them. Every high schooler and college kid, especially like the scrawny white boys and then the girls, they all have these jugs. What they've done is they've emptied out like a Zephyr Hills gallon guy, and they've filled up and they've made their own mixed drink. And then
that should be illegal.
It is. I don't know what they call them, but it's like everyone comes with their own jug. and they're all different food dye colors. So it's like blues and reds and yellows. And then you notice, but as the day progresses, all the jugs are getting emptier and emptier. And then you'll see just like people with next to their empty jug, just like under a tree, just dead.
Bro, let us not forget the year 2019 when you were able to bring the souvenir cups to the tents, of which you paid probably close to $250 for. You could look at a guy, you're holding a cup you brought, you're handing a cup you brought to the bartender. You're saying, "Excuse me, sir, could I please do a quadruple crown and Diet Coke?" He smiles. He starts pouring. You notice he's going far beyond quad. He's just filling a 25-ounce cup full of whatever. Jack, Crown, Cap. It was Captain that day, big Captain day.
Yeah.
And don't forget, man, you wake up 7 a.m., you're probably hungover from the night before. You probably haven't slept very much. Reed Burlett, he hands you a Captain Morgan handle. Don't worry. You have video evidence of this moment.
Well, what made it...
I'm not talking about me.
What... the last Gasparilla I had, Dorbus and I defected Earl to go to a Lightning game. That's another thing that Tampa does. They also time it so the same people that dress up and own homes on yep. Bayshore then get to go to a home Lightning game and cheer on their favorite team. It's a...
Are they serving alcohol at Emily, you think?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, the Ashley Furniture box. The gun box. That is... It's a lifestyle.
And I agree with you too that because we are in this, the in-between age isn't about feeling out of place necessarily. It's about feeling not out of place physically, but out of place philosophically, because you see the squalor and the quadruple crowns that are being poured in jugs, but then you also see the extremely, extremely exorbitant wealth that's on full display in each corner, each section of area that you choose to frequent or to inhabit. And you feel a little conflicted because we're 27, you're 26.
Sure am.
And
halfway yesterday, Publix actually congratulated me. Yesterday was my half year birthday.
They said, "Hey, brother,
you're
closer than not." They emailed you?
Pretty cool. Yeah, they emailed me. It's pretty cool. I spent a lot of money at Publix, dude. A lot.
I mean, evidently you are a god of Publix if you're getting the happy half birthday emails.
I actually would think, I percent of income. I put a lot of it there. Yeah, and that's I would say that's the Gasparilla spew, folks.
Wrapping up.
My laptop is literally about to die. So yeah, I like the wrapping up because I am. Yeah, I'm on 3%.
Wrapping up, looking at a wedding invitation right now. I'll be there in March.
Oh, 4th?
Yeah, my dog, Jose, marrying his long-term boo-boo.
Wow.
And I noticed that there's the...
Oh.
That there's the the...
Uh-oh.
The 5 o'clock in the eve, evening of cocktails and dinner and dancing on here.
Is it a +1 ticket or no?
I do not think so, my boy.
Do you think Burletti is... Do you have a bandit you can partner up with?
I might, but I don't really know. I mean, he's just a really good friend of mine. So even if I pull up and I'm a little solo, then I'm cool with that.
Well, I grabbed a brewski with my boy out east. His name's Evan Awan.
No way.
And yeah, last Thursday. And can confirm... The Joey Nans have not gone out yet, and I need that invite. So, well,
count your stars and your blessings, brother. I wish you good tidings.
We still have a puncher's chance.
I don't know, man.
Awad hasn't gotten his, and If that's the case, then we're all swimming. We're still treading water, baby.
All right, Narwhal National Forest. Today's been a yarn ball soup. We'll do matzah next week.
Yeah, the NFL is probably rigged, and I need... What do I need in my life? Nothing. Health and wealth. I love you all. Grease, great up.
Gangy. 1904, Gasparilla crew.
Thorbers and Jenkins, New York.
My little tiny attorneys.